Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorens with you. Bill Bush out today. He'll be back in studio tomorrow. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th. And Pioneers and Shin Daddy is off today. Getting ready for Christmas. He's retired, but he can't stop working, essentially.
He's sort of retired. Somebody's waving. Is that Bolt?
That's got to be Bolt right there. Morning,
I don't know
Bolt.
If that's Bolt. Is that Bolt?
It's got to be Bolt. Yes, it has to be Bolt.
Yeah, it's dark. You can't
see. It's still dark.
Him.
Yeah, it's 7:24. Still, the sun's not up yet.
That's the way that works,
apparently. Yes, that's why it's the shortest day of the year yesterday, and today's the second shortest day of the year.
This is scary. This is the best the voice has been all morning right now.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, we'll reset again. Once again, Bill.
Reset.
Bill, Bill is out today because he was going to be remote, but he could not join us. The Wi-Fi was spotty. And Sip woke up today with a lack of a voice. Went to bed last night. Felt fine.
Oh, I didn't feel fine. I had a head cold, but I didn't. I had my voice. I was talking on the phone to people. I was fine. It's coming back a little bit.
It's getting there. We're getting there.
I'm gargling.
You have some tea and honey over there.
I had coffee and honey, and I've gargled salt water.
Okay.
Hot.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's working.
We had a nurse say you should go home. You're still here.
The California nurse.
California nurse,
see,
should go home.
It's a battle. See, in this world, that is a battle because I'm addressing the California nurse. There are some people say, no, you gut it out. There's people relying on you. And there are. Not just you. There's other people. Then the other school of thought is don't spread germs. So what do you do? I've never reconciled that in my mind.
Two sides to every story, right?
What's your side?
I like when people are here.
Yeah.
Now, I also been guilty of probably spreading colds in the past, and so I get both sides.
What I don't understand from the California nurse is this. If you have a head cold, you just shut it down. What if everybody shut it down in Nebraska that has a head cold?
Yeah.
What would get done? You know how many people have head colds
all the time? It's December.
Right.
You live with it. You understand you get a cold in December.
You just shut it down? It's hard to do that.
No. Thank you for that stance, Sip. Yeah. We do appreciate the listener for listening to the show.
I apologize to people. It's hard to listen to. It's hard for me to listen to. As long as I don't raise my voice, I'm okay.
Yeah. Sip would like to have his voice back. He just can't, but he's still here.
If I go loud, that's when it gets crazy.
Yeah, so I'll try to make sure you don't laugh then.
Yeah.
Avoid laughter today.
If I just talk like this, it's not so bad. It's getting a little better.
You have to report on this throughout the day how it's doing for tomorrow's purposes.
Yeah, I know.
But 464-5685, call or text the show as always. So we had Kyle Whittingham on the show on Friday. If you missed that, I would encourage you to go check that out. It's on our own YouTube channel, on the Tickets YouTube channel also. Anywhere you can find this podcast. The podcast of the show, you can find the interview. And Whittingham was great. Coach was awesome in terms of just talking about his team, his time at Utah?
Well, he said he has the best. He said, I think I can say with confidence, it's the best offensive line we've ever had here. Now he's going to be without two tackles.
Yes, he did say that. Because you go back and on Friday, he said, Kyle, can you give us some semblance of hope for Nebraska? Which is great. He laughed. I'm glad he laughed at that because it was funny. He said, well, we might be without our top two tackles.
They will be.
So that's helpful for the number two rushing attack in the country.
They're both regarded as first rounders. So it's Caleb Lomu and Spencer Fanu.
Yes.
And Fanu is a certain first rounder. And I'd say Lomu is probable. So that's where it starts. And then, you know, their quarterback, Devon Dampier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I said Devon.
Well, looks like that.
Yeah. Devon Dampier. He's rushed for about 700 yards, 5.4 per carry. He said that the quarterback who is athletic, he's able to supplement what they do in the standard run game. And he said that's always a nightmare for coordinators. Wonderful. It is, though.
Well, Bill said that as well.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
When you have a running quarterback, a guy that can, when things get off schedules, Bill said that's the most terrifying for defense.
Yeah.
If, hey, this is supposed to be a bang bang and he's got the ball still, now we got to improvise and so is he, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
You mentioned Jamal Lord back there. I think it go back to Taylor Martinez.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
of
There's others.
Adrian. I think yeah. of Tommy Armstrong. When the play broke down, good. He said, here we go. Yeah.
Those guys were good when it broke down.
Absolutely.
All those guys.
And you have missed that element with Raiola this year. He can't extend plays and run around. He can extend them to a certain degree, but 9 sacks, 7 sacks, 5 sacks in games. That's you just can't overcome that very often.
I don't think you're going to see with Rule here. I don't think you'll see a stationary quarterback again. I mean, I've got a pretty good feel for who they're looking at, and there's no stationary.
Any hints at all?
No, I'm not. I shouldn't even have brought it up. But
you tell me during the break.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
They're not stationary guys. We won't see that here with Rule.
Well, I think we've learned a lot. You know, I'm not saying, again, this is not a shot at Dylan Raiola.
No.
It's just the fact that this place needs somebody that can move and run.
You better be really good up front if you don't have a running quarterback. Really good up front, right?
Yes.
Better be able to protect. Better be able to run the ball and take heat off the quarterback. Nebraska didn't have the offensive line to make it work. Ooh, this doesn't sound so bad right now. That sounded bad.
Jinxed yourself. No, and that's why we've talked to Bill a lot about this in terms of, you know, how the stats are terrifying for Nebraska's rush defense is not good. Go back to, you know, the defense. The defense is not great for Nebraska stopping the run. Against the pass, very good. Exceptional against the pass this year because teams just decided to run the football.
That's pretty much it.
And Utah, again, even minus their top two tackles, left tackle, right tackle, I'm sure will be just fine. And so if you're Nebraska, it's going to be, you know, an emphasis from the Utes on running the ball, and how do you fix the problems you've had all year long? You don't have new players here. You have the same exact team. You've had, you know, 3 weeks or so to prepare for this game and hopefully devise a plan of some sorts, but also you don't have your DC. He got fired. It's Phil Snow now in for Nebraska as your interim
leading the
defensive coordinator.
Yeah, Nebraska's 97th nationally against the run.
And Utah is second running the football.
That's not a great matchup.
It's a horrific matchup for Nebraska.
Unless they figure some things out. But you're right. The personnel probably is not going to change much, if at all. Well, the personnel coaching changed. I mean, Matt Rule is coaching the D-line with Eckler and Phil Simpson and Iris Savage Lewis. Rule is handling the interior guys with Simpson. Which is interesting because Simpson coached the edges during the year. Now he's coaching the inside guys with Rule. Now maybe you can get something done. Eckler's coaching the edges. And I guarantee you, he's determined to solve that problem. You saw what happened on the edges. The run game was...
Yeah.
They just gave up too much on the edge.
Yep.
So he'll try to solve that. It'll be interesting, right? If they look better that way.
If they do, you're going to say, what took so
right.
long? Was this really that... I'm not saying it's a simple fix, but if it can get fixed in 3 weeks' time
right. it makes you
with
wonder.
Just different people looking at it.
It would make you wonder.
And it should make you wonder. And so that's why that creates two different stories. If it's the positive, hey, if Nebraska stops the run, well, hey, this is, okay, look at that. We got something going here, And that's something to build on. And the negative is, where was that the whole season?
Right. So I don't know. What's it going to look like? I don't know. There's some people that kind of hold out hope that it's still a Big Ten team against a big...
Hey, guys. It's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
12 team, and that the Big Ten is just, you know, it's a better league. And, it, you know, I think it's dangerous territory to cling to that. I mean, Utah ran for 400 plus yards, 10 games. I mean,
yeah,
they can really, or 200, excuse me, 200 plus yards in 10 games. They really run it well. And you know what they do? It's power runs, it's gap scheme stuff. They don't mess around. You know, they go after you. What's that going to look like? You know.
Now, if you want some sort of positivity in terms of a way that Nebraska can win this game still, is that even though Utah won this particular game, Kansas State had 470 rush yards against them.
Yeah,
I repeat, Utah allowed 470 rushing yards in a game to Kansas State, and won.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem for Nebraska is that Emma Johnson's not playing this football game. No. You're without Rocco Spindler, your top, you know, your guard is out for this game. So, I don't know if you can rely on Mekhi Nelson or
Mosey.
Or Mosey to rush for big yardage, but they're going to have to. Because there's a path to that, that Kansas State showed.
We'll see what it looks like, but I mean, like, if you're looking for positives the last two games. One is Nebraska thrashed Iowa's defense on the ground. It was amazing to watch that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was amazing to watch.
Yeah, Emma Johnson was great.
Well, the line was good too.
200 plus yards for Emma Johnson in that game.
They thrashed Iowa's defense. It gets overlooked in the big scheme. But Nebraska was impressive running the ball. Like, it's not just Emmett. He's got to have some room.
Right. Yeah.
And they hammered away up front. It was pretty amazing. So maybe you can do that. I don't know if it'll be Mosey or Mekhi Nelson. It'll be one of those
games. Yeah.
Well, it'll be a combination.
I'm going to see where the spread's gone on this game, because this has been pretty much typically a 16.5 point spread in favor of Utah ever since the games were announced. As of right now, Nebraska, Utah on New Year's Eve in Las Vegas is seen as Utah, 16.5 point favorites in the game.
It stayed the same.
Yeah. It stayed the same. But again, the problem here is that you're not going to catch Utah off guard. It's Whittingham's last game. Like, if Whittingham was sticking around for this to next year, you could see maybe being overlooked by the Utes and that being a game where Nebraska could sneak up and win. But there's no way they're sending the legend out with a loss or like a bad performance, right?
You wouldn't think. You wouldn't
like,
think.
You play the game because you had to try to win the game. But this is something where I'd feel a lot better about your chances if there was no announcement of Whittingham, being done as the head coach.
Done as the head coach, but he's not retiring from coaching. It's very
interesting. Which is interesting, yeah.
Yeah, he was quoted last week as saying, I'm not done. Like, I'm going to coach. I don't know what that means. But anyway.
Is Michigan coming calling for him?
I don't know.
That'd be a good hire.
Maybe. He's 66, but he seems young.
You know what would really entice a Michigan Wolverines fan about Kyle Whittingham? How about the number two rushing team in the country?
Oh, yeah. And a mature. He gives you a maturity at that position, that head coach position, that they're lacking with Sharon, obviously. I mean, look at their last two head coaches. One's banned from the sport. One was just got out of jail. I mean, they need stability. And Whittingham would offer that. I don't know if they'd go to a 66-year-old, but he's 66 years old, but young.
Yeah.
He seems young.
It didn't really show many signs of slowing down out there. You didn't see a team that was, last year they had a rough year because the quarterback got hurt and they weren't great. But his tenure has been all success for Utah.
Pretty much. Yeah. So, no, you got it. You're going to be talking about this a lot going forward, this matchup, which is, I don't know. I hope Nebraska players hear it and they sort of develop an attitude, right? Those guys up front, they're going to hear it. They're just hearing it all the time now. Bad matchup. Defensive line won't be able to hang in there. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. They'd drive me nuts if I was Van Poppel. If I was Winery. If I was Keona Davis. If I was Petchak. All those guys, I'd be like.
You got to take that personally, don't you?
No, 100%.
Come on. It's talking about you. Oh, God. Talking about you. You're saying you can't stop the run. You want to step up and be a man here and stop the run here? Be a football player.
Anger towards you.
That's fine. I'm used to it. It's okay. I have taken the anger from this fan base several times. It's okay. We have a text from Sean regarding your voice.
Crap.
Not Sean Callahan. I think it's different. Sean. Sean says, "Hey Sip, when you go to work feeling bad and power through with some good productivity, you get sympathy and gratitude from the team. When you don't show up, that sympathy turns into doubt. Is he really that sick? Right. And everyone has to pick up your slack. You chose rightly." Sean.
No, it's a tough, yeah, thank you, Sean. I appreciate you saying that. Like I said, it's a tough call. I don't feel that sick. That's the thing. It's just my voice. Like, okay, I said it was just my voice. Yeah, I have some sniffles, but I don't have like chills or anything. I feel pretty good. It's just my voice. It's weird.
Here's the big question for you. This is Christmas week here.
Yeah.
Have you made your run to Shoemaker's or Cracker Barrel yet?
No, but
I will the voice prevent you from doing this?
Why would that?
It shouldn't. Just making sure.
No, it won't. I'll probably do
it today. Is
that today? Today or tomorrow. Yeah, probably tomorrow. I got a lot going on today, but I'm not going to go down. Like, I can't. There's too much going on.
Yeah, you got a bowl game coming up.
Bowl game.
You guys leave it Friday or Saturday?
Friday. So you got Christmas. I got a lot going on. I got a lot going on this week, but I don't feel sick, so I'm not worried about it.
We appreciate you fighting through.
Well, I hope so. I know it's annoying to the listeners. I feel bad. As long as I don't raise my voice, I'm okay.
Yes. And just the crud goes through this time of year.
Yeah, I suppose. I know where I got it. Yeah. It's going around.
I hope to avoid it. Just had a cough there, but I think it's minor.
You had some cat problems.
I did this weekend. Allergies in Elizabeth's parents in Crofton. I got to take Zyrtec all the time up there.
Zyrtec's a wonder drug.
It does help. Yeah, yeah. It's allergy pill.
Yeah, it's a wonder drug.
I think Claritin I've just kind of become immune to. I've taken it so many times over the years. Yeah. It just doesn't work anymore.
Zyrtec's the play.
Zyrtec's been the play.
Yeah, it's the play.
It's been pretty good.
No, it's a wonder drug.
I don't think it's going to help you with this.
Why?
Because you don't have allergies, though. This is a cold.
I think Zyrtec's more than allergy, isn't it?
It said allergy pill on it.
I thought it like
cleared. Maybe try it out. I thought you were big on what Benadryl forever, I thought.
I think Zyrtec clears your head. I do.
Oh, then I don't have any with me. I wish I had some for you, but I don't have
any. Don't worry about it. I can go buy it.
Okay.
Over the
Walgreens over there.
Yeah. Thanks. I know where Walgreens is.
Just making sure you know. Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are, I've been hacked! Sip's voice been hacked this morning. I don't think Apply Connect can help with your voice, though. Wish that maybe they could. If you are looking for someone to manage IT and cybersecurity in all 93 counties of this glorious state of Nebraska with a 99.8% retention rate, there's one place to go to, Sip, and that is Applied Connective Technologies. Free consultation available to you at AppliedConnective.com. Don't get hacked this holiday season. Avoid
Get hacked.
Resolution time. Also, don't get hacked in 2026. Apply Connect can help with that.
Yeah. All right, 740.
When we come back,
740.
We're not going to have head scratchers because Bill's not here. I didn't write any down.
Be a head scratcher coming in here.
We do. Yeah, Rick Heyman's going to join us to talk about a special at Sauter Heyman Jewelers next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.